Hey everybody, it is me, Chris, and hopefully you can hear me and understand what I'm saying, because I know I haven't come out with a show since April 7th, but I wanted to get real quick my prediction for the Cavs-Raptors series so it would be posted and live before it happens. If it's noisy in the background right now, it's a very beautiful day in Chicago, and I decided to go take a walk, do a little podcasting, grab a coffee, and make it home before the game, because it might be a while before it's this nice again. It's 80, beautiful, rocking my Cavs jersey with the Goodyear patch on the shoulder. It's really a pleasant, just nice day. One of the first nice days that I've honestly, you know, it's been a cold, hard winter, and now it's nice, so I'm going to enjoy it. So anyways, if the auto's bad, I apologize. First things first, I should, not to jinx it, I lined up a guest to talk about game one after the game to get that out there tomorrow. So this is, like I said, it's going to be short, simple. I'm just going to tell you exactly what I think is going to happen right now. And that is, for the third year in a row, the Cavs will eliminate the Raptors from the playoffs. But you might be thinking, but they're so good this year. They were the one seed this year. This is their chance. They have a bench. They have all these young players, and DeMar DeRozan can shoot threes at a barely below league average instead of horrible percentage now. But the problem is, the Raptors are still the Raptors. And I know the Cavs struggled with the Pacers, but there's a lot of reasons for that, and there's a lot of reasons why that shouldn't be thought to happen in this series, because the matchups are different, the players they're playing against are different. Not all good teams are the same. And honestly, the Pacers defensively have played the Cavs better than any team they've played against in the last 5 years, except the Golden State Warriors. The Raptors aren't going to do that. Look up their numbers with Ibaka at center, Valanciunas at center. I don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt because he was so bad last series, but it would not shock me in any way if Kevin Love had a big series against the Raptors and everybody would be like, oh, he's fixed, because they're discounting how well Thaddeus Young defended him. And I think LeBron is going to have his traditional amazing series against the Raptors, as always. And if they can get anything from Jordan Clarkson or Rodney Hood, I think they'll have enough to win. So there it is, my prediction. The Cavs will win the series in six. I'm going to put money on it right now. Tonight they're going to lose by double digits, maybe even 20 points. And tomorrow, The Ringer, ESPN, First Take, everybody's going to be ready with their shovels to bury the Cavs and LeBron after one game. Do not fall for that, because in 14 days, when the series is scheduled to be over, at the most, it could go seven games, would be only a day off between each game, because Toronto is just a hop over Lake Erie from Cleveland. They're very close. If the lake wasn't there, you could get there in an hour. They're going to lose, and 2 weeks from now, everybody's going to look really stupid. So don't fall for that tomorrow, and just enjoy the game, because it's going to be a lot of fun. It should be interesting, and, you know, you got that mental advantage going on with them. And no matter how good and improved they are, or that Kyrie's gone or whatever, the Cavs will still have that mental advantage. So there's my prediction. Cavs in six. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the Cavs. And hopefully I'll be talking to you guys tomorrow with a breakdown from game one. Go Cavs!
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.